The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yeah, hello and welcome. This is the William Hill Racing Podcast here, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. Delighted to say Andy Gibson joins us here. Andy, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm good, Bobby, yeah. Good to meet you today.
Yeah, very likewise. That's not even right English, is it? But likewise is what I meant to say. But, you know, this is the William Hill Racing Podcast, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, for the very first time. And delighted to be working alongside Andy as well. Now, we've got something to talk about in regards to what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about your tips for Wednesday's racing. And I believe that the... I'll just get it up here on my page. I believe the first tip is in the 2 o'clock at Catterick. It's a 5 furlong novice median auction stakes.
Yeah, it's a tough day's racing to find anything particularly exciting tomorrow, but this is as good as I could find. A short-priced nap. I think it will be a short price. It's Kia Mora in the 2 o'clock at Catterick. She made all at Beverley on her penultimate start and looked quite sharp that day, but she was less so last time out, certainly at the start at York. And it's no surprise to see her with first-time cheek pieces tomorrow at Catterick. She's drawn 4, probably get the rail. I think she's got a really good chance of making all. And I'm hoping that she will be odds against. But I think it'll be a close call.
And just away from Catterick as well, Andy, the 5:15 at Worcester. It's a Class 3 handicap chase. 2 miles, 7 furlongs is the distance. I believe you've got a selection there for us as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone very short for the first one. I'm assuming this will be an each-way price. The prices are not out at the moment, so it's a little bit of guesswork involved. The horse in question is the John Joe O'Neill Aidan Coleman horse, above board. Won narrowly at New Utoxeter, getting up to lead on the post over 3 miles. Then third on his following run, which was his latest run. The second that day, Lofgren has gone in since, won at Cartmel the other day. Above boards, had a month off. He's the next best each way selection. John Joe O'Neill, Aidan Coleman, 5:15 Worcester tomorrow.
So they're the two selections for Andy there. And as promised, we said we're going to discuss what happened yesterday. And Andy, as we know, it's been highlighted that Colin Tizard opened his doors. It was an open day down at Colin Tizard to see some of his stars, obviously Native River, Thistlecrack as well was there. But what we need to talk about first, it might be a little bit strange for him, Andy, because this is the first season without a cue card.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, obviously, for many trainers, that would be a very, very difficult horse to replace. Mm-hmm. But, of course, the Tizards are very fortunate indeed at the moment to have, you know, half a dozen horses, certainly one or two right up to that standard, half a dozen not far behind, and of course including the Gold Cup winner Native River. So yes, he will be sorely missed. Mm-hmm. He was a wonderful character, a great servant to the yard, to racing. He will be missed, but from at least from the Colin Tizard perspective, they have the likes of Native River and Thistlecrack, who I believe we're going to have a little chat about now.
We certainly are indeed. Obviously, Q Card retired now. One of my favourite horses of all time, Q Card as well. I love watching how he's gone on over the years. We'll start first with Thistlecrack then. He had just a couple of runs last year. Obviously, his last run of last season came in the King George on Boxing Day, where I believe he finished fourth on that occasion. Now, what's come out of... obviously, of the yard, if you like, they're saying that potentially he's going to start off at Wetherby in the Charlie Hall, which in terms of quality over the jumps, you'd have to say is Yorkshire's biggest race.
Biggest chase, probably. And well within the grasp of a top-class Thistlecrack. And, of course, the key with Thistlecrack will be, will he be ready after such a long break? We haven't seen him since Boxing Day 2017. and B, will he return close to his best form after the injury, after the setbacks he suffered? Clearly, it's been a long time since we've seen Thistlecrack run to his best. You could argue that we have to go back to Boxing Day 2016 when he beat Cue Card by 3¼ lengths and won super impressively. I think that was the last time we saw him at his best. But and even then, even then, that you know, the time of that race didn't compare very favorably with the Feltham on the same day. But yeah, he's obviously listen. I personally don't like to get too heavily involved with horses that are coming back after a long layoff that we are hoping return to past glories. I think they generally are overbet, and it's a long way off to the Charlie Hall, but I think the chances are that on the day in the Charlie Hall, he will be a horse I'm much more likely to want to get at rather than to support, because I think he's almost certainly going to be shorter than he should be.
Yeah, interesting thoughts from Andy there. Just trying to, obviously now, I know we're all in August, and as you quite rightly pointed out, I think it's the 3rd of November this year, the Charlie Hall. And I always try and work out what's going to turn up. Obviously, one thing we didn't know is that Cue Card was always going to turn up there. But yeah, Thistlecrack, Bristol de May won the race 12 months ago. Black Lion may start off there as well. But we've got all the time in the world to think about that. Obviously, we need to talk about Native River as well. Wow, what a Cheltenham! I know it's the past now, if you like, but what a Cheltenham Gold Cup that was for this year. Him and Mike Bite head to head. Native River, though, the winner of the Cheltenham Gold Cup, was that? I believe that was Colin Tizard's first win in the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Is that correct, Andy?
Oh, I don't know. I'm rubbish at questions like that.
I think it was probably.
And obviously, Cue Card was slightly unlucky once or twice. Arguably, certainly once he was. The horse that he beat that day, Might Bite, was the horse that ran in the Feltham that did a much faster time than Thistlecrack previously. The time of the Cheltenham Gold Cup was, relatively speaking, by far the quickest time of the whole festival. It was a monster time. The two of them were clear for a long way. I know the third horse made up ground late on, but I would still mark the first two up as being well clear. And if Native River gets that sort of soft ground again this season, he's missing the Charlie Hall, I believe. The idea is to go straight to Haydock for the Betfair Chase. If he gets very soft ground, he would have a chance. But you'd have to say that it will only be a chance. Haydock's a lot sharper than it used to be. That's not in his favour. And in terms of the £1 million bonus, the obvious weak link with Native River will be if he goes for the King George. Now, if it came up good or good to soft for the King George, certainly on good ground, Native River would be a double figure price and probably not figure in the finish, would be my best guess. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't even bother running him in that race, because I think he would be running out of his comfort zone. He ran in the Feltham a couple of years ago. The track was clearly not for him. And he stayed on really well after getting badly outpaced down the far side and round the home turn. And I wouldn't think he would figure in the finish of a good standard King George on goodish ground. I think he's going to need very soft ground to figure in a race around Kempton.
Andy, thank you very much for your selections here on the William Hill Racing Podcast. Your thoughts as well on Thistlecrack and also Native River. Thank you, Andy.
You're very welcome.
Been a pleasure to work with you for the first time.
Okay, and you, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.